So you have both worked with a longtime columnist and icon, Sue Lum, who passed away on Sunday. And Chad, you worked with her for a long time at the Aspen Times. What are your thoughts as this week has passed?
I think what struck me from Scott Condon's excellent article on her was the triumphant angle with her former publisher, Bill Dunaway, and former editor, Mary Eshbaugh Hayes. They were just backbones of the community, backbones of the journalistic community. Sue.
Yeah, she was an ad rep.
Yes, she was right? An ad rep. But her.
Sue.
Sue. Yeah. But her column, you know, we don't have readership numbers, but I assume it was very well read. I remember her always taking the election blue book and going item by item and saying what she thought and how she was going to vote. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And people hung on every word of that. I know a lot of people voted on the however she told them to.
And I also remember editing annually her cookie column.
Yeah, I mean, she did not mince words at all.
No, she was great. She didn't care a bit about style, and I think because of that she developed a very unique style, and I appreciated it so much. She just said whatever she thought, and it was straightforward. It was never flowery. It was never looking for style points. And the first chance I ever really got to sit down with her, I had written a book, and she said she would read it and help me edit it and give me her thoughts on that. And she came to my office, and she sat down for a couple hours, and she just told me exactly what she thought.
Which was? I know it's
we'll just keep that a secret between
right.
her and I. But it was great because, you know, you write something around here, and if people know you, they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
She did not.
She helped me so much, and I became a loyal reader after that, and just because I knew what she was telling me was what she really believed.
I think in her demeanor, she carried a lot of her Alaskan homesteading days, just tough.
Roughneck.
Exactly. Type.
You know, I wanted to get her on the show when her endorsements came out, because she was saying how much research she had been going into it. Like, there was all those state amendments, and she's like, I'm exhausted from doing this. Mm-hmm. And then she had some health issues, and she ultimately did not come on the show, which I wish she had, but...
Yeah, that would have been a nice archive because that's one thing I think most people will remember her for, those her election picks and endorsements. And
you know, the Aspen Times is starting to lose them.
Well, the whole town is starting to lose the icons. I look around at the 25, 30-year-old people in town today, and you just wonder how many of them are going to be around in 30 years.
Right.
I mean, are we coming to an end of that? It's a hard place to stick around for a long time.
You wrote a couple columns recently, both for the Aspen Times and the Snowmass Sun, kind of explaining the differences of Snowmass and Aspen and how they're so polar opposite.
Yeah, because I live in Snowmass Village, but I work and do everything else in Aspen. You know, I ski Aspen Mountain. I don't like skiing Snowmass. But I like living there. I like working here. But, you know, with that kind of bipolar relationship with the two towns, it's just funny to see. I mean, if Snowmass Village had Aspen's mentality, there never would be a base village. There wouldn't be a strip mall that used to house our city government and our post office. And it's just sort of funny. There's nobody's keeping history there, so it doesn't seem like there's any history there, even though there is. So I'm just wondering, you know, 20 years down the road, is that all going to seem like messy vitality that's really appealing? Or is Snowmass Village just going to be some reincarnation of Beaver Creek or Vail or, you know, some of these other Copper Mountain type places?
Everything's just being rested on those bones.
Yeah. Everybody wants the mammoth bones. Why don't we build a historical society and a museum and something to sort of preserve more of our personality? I mean, the
besides
mammoth.
Besides the bones.
Well, the bones are, I mean, we should make soup out of those things and call it good.